Classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chorus. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Oh, I'm out
to dope show. So, I got my boy Rico Charm from Concord Records on the line. So, introduce. What's up, Rico?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
So let us, let everybody know who you are and everything. So introduce yourself.
Yeah. This is Rico Charm out of Jackson, Mississippi. I'm saying Concord Records artist, R&B. You know, I do this, man.
Yeah, so tell us how you got in the industry and what influence you got, and what give us a little background on where you how you got into the music industry and what influences you into getting into doing your thing.
Well, actually, man, I've been doing music since I was like 5 years old. I was playing at my church, playing drums. You know, I'm a musician for anything. So, you know, playing for my church at 5. I just got into singing. I don't know how I got into singing. I just started. You know what I mean? Like, one day I was in a talent show at school. Now I sung a song by Jackson 5. I forget the name of the song. Well, it was a Jackson 5 song, and ever since then it was like ninth grade. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing it ever since. Well, not to the extent that I've been doing it now, but that's pretty much how I got started singing, really.
Yeah. So what you think about the music industry and what kind of message are you sending with your music? And what do you think about the music industry as a whole?
The music industry changes every day, man. All I can say is, like, if you're passionate about it, you got to stick with it, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to stay on your grind. Just stay up. Stay with it. Just do something. Come up with something better every day. Every time you write something better. You know, it's a hard field to be in, because you got so much competition going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing right there.
That's good. So what is the message you? So what kind of what message do you put in your music and everything?
Well, my message is pretty much everything that I've been through in life, pretty much everything that you can think of, from relationships to trying to better yourself to trying to, you know, just, it's a positive message. It's not about killing, stealing, and singing about something that I haven't been through. I sing about stuff that other people can relate to, you know.
Yeah. That's good.
I have a song called Like a Movie, you know, and it's pretty much telling my story as to everything that I'm pretty much going through now in life and everything.
Okay. Well, we're going to play your music real quick, Like a Movie. Eddie, can we play his song, Like a Movie? You want to introduce the song and where you got the inspiration to do the song?
Yes, sir. Like a Movie. Like a Movie by Rico Charm, Jackson, Mississippi. I got the inspiration by just life experience, you know, just telling about everything that could possibly go wrong or go right in a person's life, you know. That's where Like a Movie came from.
Okay, can you play that song real quick, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Right now, it's not working, but I do have new information.
You drive down there to the church in a big parking lot?
Bible Universe?
Say again.
I said that track isn't playing. Can I try Universe?
Yeah, try Universe.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a dope song, man.
Appreciate that, man. Hello?
Yeah, we back.
Yeah, well, remember, live, he got a little bit of background noise, but you live.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got a little technical difficulty.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise.
What is that now?
Yeah, we're just getting a little feedback from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you good now.
Yeah, we back with Rico Charm. Yeah, that was a dope song, man. So
appreciate that, man.
So we're gonna take a couple callers and see what they got to say, and we're gonna take a couple callers. So can we take a couple callers?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got 801-835, you're live. Let's call 409-901, you're live. 419-901. Live. Right, 415-580, you're live.
Yeah,
415-580, you're live.
What's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Oh, man, it's Sinister, man, calling from San Francisco, California.
Yo, what's up, man? That's my home, so I can all that posse. What's up, man? So tell us, so we get you on the air with Rico Charm, Concord Record, R&B sensation. So tell us what's up.
Okay,
what's going on, man?
Rico sounding good. I'm a hip-hop and R&B artist myself. Started off with R&B, man, and I just want to tell you, man, to continue that R&B style and to bring it out to the world.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah,
got
definitely.
To.
And you can, you can check me out at Sinister Music. Just Google Sinister Music, which is PSYNISTER Music, and I'm gonna get your hook up too there, Rico, so I can check you out.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, we got to. You say you calling from what part of California now?
From San Francisco, California.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So keep that R&B up, man. Like I said, I'm a hip hop and R&B artist too, man. And I know how that R&B is, man.
Right. I appreciate that, man.
Okay, definitely.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's my other half from All Met Posse. We from San Francisco. We get ready to do a mixtape, and we get ready to. He's gonna co-produce, co-write. The mixtape that's coming out and the CD that's coming out later this year. So that's the other half of the OMF Posse. So that's my boy right there calling in and supporting the show.
Okay, that's what's up.
Find you at.
Okay, peace, y'all.
All right.
I'm out.
Talk to you soon. Peace.
Okay.
Can we get another caller?
423-680.
What's happening?
What's up? You're on the air with Rico Charm and OMF. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's happening, man? I'm Big Mook, man, all the way from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What's going on, Mook?
Man, chilling, man. Got through just making a little trip down there in Bellville, St. Louis, man. Kicked it down there for a minute, man. Do a little video shoot, you know what I'm saying? Just out here getting this music lingo going. You know what I'm saying? NSA, National Street Association.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Already.
Shouts out to my partner, man, LG, Mr. Grinch, man. Smoke to this record, man, you know. He started too, man. He the one doing the video, chopping it up and everything for the team, man. You know what I'm saying? Real solid. Video should be coming out probably tomorrow or so. I'll tune y'all in.
Yeah, just keep on calling and send your music to OMF Posse at Facebook, OMF Posse on Instagram, OMF Posse on Twitter, and send us our music. We can play it on our show.
Okay, bet. I'll link up with the team members and get that information going, and then I'll get with you and all like that. You know how it go.
Yeah. So what's going on in Tennessee?
Lane right now, man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of self-distance, you know, stuff like that. Still on lockdown, basically, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just in the studio doing music, you know what I'm saying? Recording, trying to link up. So when it's all over with, everybody going to be on their shit and shit. We should win, dude.
There's been a lot of winning going on, man.
Man, that's what's up. I'm trying to join the winning team. I'm tired of this fake shit going on, man. Need a lot more positive in the communities and shit, man. A lot of these OGs and real niggas say they real and OGs and shit like that, but still misguiding the youth, man. Letting the youth grow up unknown and letting these get these guns in their hand, killing each other. That shit ain't what's up, man. We the chosen ones, and we keep on killing our own kind, man.
Right. Got to support each other, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's hip hop. That's hip hop, ain't it? That's what hip hop is.
Big facts.
Truth, man. The struggle, the pain, and the glory, right?
Man,
that's what
hip hop
is. That's why we got to keep this art form alive. You know
and then
look
how the game switched.
It started with the civil rights movement. It started with H. Brown. It started with the last poets, you understand? They the GOATs.
Right.
You understand? They the GOATs, you understand? Without them, there would be no hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we can't forget the movement. We can't allow that our black man is getting shot down in the streets in America 400 years later. I got a problem with that, and I don't understand how we, as black men, don't have a problem with that. And like you said, the OGs, where's the OGs at? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I come from a different time when we used to stand for something, we used to die for something, you know what I'm saying? And we sitting up here watching our young men getting shot down and getting killed, and we ain't doing nothing.
Right, we just letting everybody take control of that shit, man. That shit ain't what's up.
Exactly.
Where the OGs at? You know what I'm saying? Where Jesse Jackson at? Where Obama at? You understand?
Right.
Where Farrakhan at? You understand
nobody
why
picking up on that.
Out there doing what they doing because our OGs sold us out, just like you said.
Yep.
They living in a mansion, living well, living behind a glass house and watching our young black man getting killed. Martin Luther King wouldn't have done that. If Martin Luther King was alive, this wouldn't be going on. If Malcolm X was alive, this wouldn't be going on. We forget where
sir.
We come from. That's
right.
What
they put their life on the line to let this spread out. But everybody forgetting about the real movement. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And falling behind the heathens. I'm gonna say it like the Bible said, follow behind the heathens when you're supposed to be choosing your own path and get it together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like I said, when this virus is over, I know we got an excuse now because of this virus. But you know what I'm saying? We didn't have no excuses. We didn't make excuses. We went through hell. Our asses went through hell worse than this. You understand? And they never gave up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They fought for something. They died for something. They struggled for something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't sit back and watch this go on like it's going on. You know what
I'm saying?
Right.
They're going unity.
We need to shut shit down like we did back in the 60s. Shut shit down. We ain't doing this. We ain't supporting this. We ain't supporting football. Football is a racist motherfucker, too.
Man, what you said?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But,
you know what I'm saying? So That's what I'm saying. We need to stand for something. This thing, we need to shut down, like I said. We need to shut
down. I'm all in. I'm shutting it down with you. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. I'm going to stand for it. I'm going to die for something. I'm riding for something, you know?
You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do, mm-hmm. shut shit down. Shit ain't happening. Because black folks is the main reason this economy goes on. They're making a killing off of us.
Right. We the chosen one.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And we make more money for people in America than any race in America. You know
facts.
What I'm saying? And we
big
need
facts.
To shut shit down.
But I know it's more callers on the phone. I ain't gonna because this conversation
yeah,
to get long and long and deep and deep.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
Big Mook, everybody.
Thank you for calling. But thank
yes,
you for
sir,
calling. Thank you for supporting the show and dropping knowledge, brother, and keeping
yes,
him alive.
Man, entertain
like
every day, all day.
Hit us up on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, and we can set up an interview with you, and we're going to play your music on the show.
All right, say no more. I get with the team, and I get that info, and we're going to get it going.
All right. Peace, my brother.
Peace, man. Hold it down. Be safe out there.
All right. You too. Yeah. Can we get another caller?
919-417.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Taylor from Raleigh, North Carolina. Black Girl Radio. Unspoken ENT Radio.
What's going on?
What's up? What's up? What's going
on?
So tell us about yourself and what's going on with you.
Okay, I'm an independent artist. I write poetry, and I have music on YouTube at TupacTinaDashy.com. Music on SoundCloud, TupacTina to you at SoundCloud.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TupacTina Jackson, and on Facebook, TupacTina Machiavelli Jackson.
So tell us a little bit. Yeah, so, welcome to Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? I already sent you some shout out. You send us our music. We're going to play your music on our show. You know, that's the welcome to Blackout Radio family. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to check out. We're going to check out your show. So when are your next show going to be?
First Saturday after the first of this month, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
You say you come from North Carolina?
Yes, I am. Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah.
I've never been to North Carolina, but I sure want to come out there.
You would love it down here. I love it.
I'm saying it's Jack time we talking about right here, baby.
Yeah, Raleigh's where it's at. Now, y'all come down and visit when you can. Y'all can link up with me. Show y'all
We got to.
We're going to check out your show. So you definitely thank you for supporting the show and calling in. You know what I'm saying? And welcome to the Blackout family. And we're going to check out your show. And we're going to play your music.
I appreciate that. All right, y'all have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Can we get another caller?
423-645.
What's up,
what's up,
man?
This is, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, this is LG Mr. Grinch. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So what's going on in Tennessee?
Man, the same thing going on everywhere else. Social distancing.
So you got the floor is yours to let us know who you are and where you can find you.
I'm just a local Chattanooga artist trying to make, you know what I'm saying, make something happen. You can listen to my music on every platform, really. I got them on every platform, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube. I got, you can look me up on Facebook, Lakeem Yaheem. Look me on Instagram, Lakeem Yaheem, or you can type in LG Mr. Grinch. You'll see I got a new video I just put out on Monday. You know what I'm saying? I make videos and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I got Big Mook. I'm finna make him a video. He got a video coming out today or tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I do it all, man. I do everything. If anybody need videos made or whatever, if you're in the area, you know what I'm saying, you can get at me. I'll come film you, and I'll chop it up for you, and I'll, you know what I'm saying, charge you a fee. Videos be about $150. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what we're brothers, we when you the floor, when we give you the floor to sell yourself, that's what's up. And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you build and you network by selling yourself. So when you get on when you get a chance to let everybody know who you is, that's exactly what you do, man. And like I said, send your stuff. Friend me on Facebook at OMF Posse on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And send your music.
I need that link. I need that link. I be calling in and I be driving and I've been forgot to do everything I said I was gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Until he texts me back and say call in. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting down now so I can do it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you can hit me up on O as in October, M as in Mike, F as in Frank Posse on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can send music to me. Send it music to eddielepowell@gmail.com. Your music to him and we play your music on the show. And then, like I said, you hit me up on Facebook, so we set up a time so you could come on and interview on the show so we can talk to you a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, it's on then. I want to tell y'all the names of my albums just in case y'all want to look them up or whatever. I got an album called Black Hoodie. I got an album called All Pressure, All Smoke. I got another album called Grinch. And I got another album called, let me see, Black King. I got one called Black King. And then I got one called Richie Rich. You know what I'm saying? I got like five of them. I'm working on another one now. But I ain't going to put that out till like by a few months. I'm going to let these other ones, I'm going to let everybody catch up on these other ones first before I put my new one out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to put out videos. I'm just going to put out videos. I ain't putting out no songs. I'm just putting out great videos with the new songs. Nobody ain't never heard them before. I'm just going to put them out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And I love it, man. Keep hip-hop. So what is the message behind your music? So what's basically your message? And what kind of message are you sending with your music?
All right. Well, some of my music, you know, it's like street music, and then some of my music got positive music. Some of it got, like, trying to tell our people who we is, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people don't really understand who we are or the Bible and all that because they've been teaching them the wrong way, and I be trying to show them in my music a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to hear it sometimes. They want to hear some gangster shit, so I got to mix it in. You hear me? I mix it in, so if they'll hear it, you know what I'm saying? They probably be listening to some gang shit, and then next thing you know, some positive, some something about who we is will pop up, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I know who we are as a people because I done studied. I know more than the preachers do. You hear me? I know everything about the Bible.
Whoa.
I know everything.
Say it again.
You hear me? I know everything about the Bible. They'll say, he a street dude, though. How he know? How he know this? Because I study. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? You got to study to be approved, and these preachers, they ain't teaching these people the right thing. They teaching them something else. They teaching them the white man word. They ain't teaching them that the book is really our history book. That's our, that's the history book of the African Americans. But they just took it and try to make it like it's everybody else. Like, no, it's the nations, the Hebrews is us. The Hebrews are the African Americans. Our names was changed to African Americans because we're a byword now. So we're not called what we're supposed to be called. We're called African Americans, black, colored, Negro, Afro Americans. That's not our name, and we're not African Americans. We're not even kin to the Africans. We're kin to the Arabs. The Arabs are our brothers because of Esau and Jacob. We come from Jacob, and the Arabs come from Esau. Esau was our brothers. The Arabs are our brothers, not the Africans. The Africans come from Ham, and we come from the African Americans come from Shem. Us and the Arabs come from Shem, and the Africans that we think we kin to, they come from Ham. We not no kin to them. And the Africans and the Arabs sold us to the white man, according to the Bible.
Say it again.
Yeah,
it again.
That's how we got here. When we get to the land of our captivity, we're gonna have to get everything from our oppressors, and we do. We don't have nothing. All we have is a house and a car. But all our oppressors got stores. They sell us stuff. They sell us everything. We get everything from them. We don't give them nothing but money. So the Bible is true.
Yeah.
The Bible is true. And the God of the Bible is our God. It's not everybody's God. The God of the Bible is the God of the Hebrews. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you, my brothers. But thank you for educating my brothers and educating, because, you know, knowledge is power. An educated black man is the most feared black man. That's why they're killing us. That's why they're killing the black man, because the family is destroyed when the black man is killed. We don't understand that. But like I said, it's a lot. You know, I wish we could go into a little bit longer, but, you know, we got other callers on the line. But I'd like to, for you to, like I said, get in contact with me on Facebook, and we set up an appointment. I mean, a date so you could come on. We could talk about it a little bit more, go into more detail. But I'd like to thank you, my brother.
Oh, yeah, I can lay it down. I can lay it down for you, man. And I'm going to make sure when I call back, if we do that, that's all I'm talking about, so people can get a clear understanding on what is going on with this book. And I know some people feel it's going to be hurt or whatever, you know, but this is what it is, you know. It is what it is, you know. I can't help what it is. It ain't my fault. All I did is study. So we need for people to wake up, and that's the reason why we in the situation we in, because we're not waking up. We're supposed to wake up and learn this.
Yeah,
so I done did my part. I learned.
You didn't talk. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. That's what my song is called, Talk Loud, You Ain't Saying Nothing. That's what it is. That's exactly. And you talking loud and you saying something, you doing something. That's what's up, educating our brothers. That's educating our brothers and sisters about who we are. And there's no we got no excuse for ignorance. We got books now. We got libraries. So you got Google, we got all kind of stuff now. But like I said, we're going to let that go. But like I said, thank you for calling. And thank you for supporting the show, man. And like I said, hit me up on Facebook.
All right. Tell them to text me what I need to look up, and then I'll do it right now while I'm sitting down, while I ain't doing nothing.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yo, Ed, could we play Merritt's song, Black Boy Joy, real quick before we cut back?
See us locked up, fuck up, no right, you rich. But I'm number one, I know I'm strong. Keep receiving, I'll cut like calls. Forever by your side, I will not fall. It hit different when you tryna find a way to ball. No cap, like that, I ain't gotta lie to you. Free lunch, you had, I was waiting on some food. One thing for sure, you gotta do what you gotta do. Pick up your pack and keep going. Lift up your shoes and keep rolling. Sky's the limit and you know it. If you got black Jordan, show it. I got black boy joy. If you proud, make some noise. Come and ride with me. Ah, you got black boy joy. You've been knowing it all your life. I got black boy joy. If you proud, make some noise. Come and ride with me. Ah, you got black boy joy. You've been knowing it all your life. Mama told me stand tall. On your toes, you will never. Make it this far. Look in the mirror, finna turn to a star. So my shirt shining brighter than a bright shade. Doing my own thing, staying in my own lane. They said I wasn't gonna be none, look how that changed. I make a way just to make sure my feelings change. Pick up your pack and keep going. Lift up your shoes and keep rolling. Sky's the limit and you know it. If you got black Jordan, show it.
Chom from Jackson, Mississippi. We back, and we just played a song by Mary Rich, a brother from the Yale area, Stockton, California. So we put the Bay Area on the map, like I said. So can we get back to, can we take another caller?
978-891.
Hey, family.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Ann Jules, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. How are you?
How you doing? How you doing, homegirl? What's going on in Massachusetts?
Holding it down over here, you know. I'm enjoying the show, my brother. Many blessings to all you guys, to my family out here. I love calling in and showing my support for Blackout Radio and for humanity in general, you know, especially the oppressed, which is why I also like to shout out the Crip Hop Nation, spelled with a K, which is representing the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor. So, yeah, we're making moves out there, doing good things out there in the world, and that caller that was before me, wow. Incredible. We need to blast that information out into the world. I know of what he speaks of because I have also educated myself, and what he spoke of was truth. And as a truth teller and a truth seeker, we need more people like that. We need more rap and more hip hop songs talking about that stuff, actually. You know, that'd be so cool.
put that
stuff down to some, you know, to some instrumentals. That'd be so cool to honor all the people that have been oppressed throughout the years and to help them rise, even from another side, which is in heaven, you know, because, you know, life doesn't end just because people have been taken down. Those souls are still reigning high, and thanks to the Most High, we, you know, with righteousness and truth, we can overcome that, and I'm all for it. So definitely great to hear knowledge like that. And you're right, my brother, knowledge is power only if in action, though, because it's no point in sitting behind your desk doing nothing if you know everything. You got to do something with it, right?
Say it again.
So you got to do something with it. You got to be a service to humanity. I mean, that's what it's all about, really, you know, helping each other. So,
how do we get this far if we didn't do something? How do we get this far if we didn't die for something? I got to rap for your ass. Who can't rap? Who ain't? Who's what? Who's what? I got to rap for your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm from hip hop. You understand? Biggie Smalls, MC Light, Houdini, Jay-Z. Hip hop.
Yeah,
you
salute.
You know what I'm saying? So everything that
Mad
comes
respect.
Out of my mouth is hip hop. Everything that I am, hip hop.
Yes.
Every word
and
I
that's
say
why I love
has
you.
Has a verse and a flow behind it. Check out, y'all don't listen to what I say half the time. Because everything I say is a flow. Everything I say is hip hop.
Yes,
I love
your opening track. That is so fly, and you are. I'm a huge fan of your songs, and what your message is. And I mean, I can't get enough of that stuff. We need to get that out on the radio too. You know, send it into the Universal Hip Hop Museum Radio. Actually, I'm friends with the people on the board, like I did for Sugar Hill Gang. I had. Rest in peace, my band member, Rob DeNoyes Temple of Sugar Hill Gang, and he's from Brooklyn too, you know, repping Brooklyn, and was on tour with Curtis Blow, and we lost him recently, but we're still producing music with him, and we're just talking to his family now. But I understand and where all that came from, and it got twisted, and I say, keep doing your thing. We need to get your music out there. I'm telling you, you got to get it to the masses. Because, you know, that guy and you are both the other caller. Wake the F up. We need to wake everybody up. And what better way to do it with music? And I love your music. So keep grooving, King. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, I will. No, thank you. And keep on doing what you're doing. And I like your music, too. I love you as a singer, you understand? I love you still wrecking with Curtis Blow and the Sugar Hill Gang. Shout out, you know, rest in peace, Big Bang Hank. You know what I'm saying? We forget about him. We forget about Heavy D. We forget about the founding fathers of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They had a message behind their music. If you listen to listen to the beat, listen to what they have to say.
Yes,
that's what
they are legends.
You had to have something to say. You had to have flow. You had to have talent to make hip-hop. If you don't have those things, you ain't hip-hop.
Exactly.
You might get, y'all could get mad at me, whatever, cuss me out, whatever. You ain't hip-hop. You ain't got flow. You ain't got rap skills. You ain't got talent. I said it. I ain't changing what I said. I'm hip-hop.
I believe it. I agree, my brother. I see a lot of that... As a co-host of my own radio show, and I've been in music a lot, and once I see these rappers just using TNA to sell their music, I'm like, you got to be better than that. I mean, if you can't just stand up on stage without something else to sell yourself, then if you got to use a woman or something else like that just to get yourself out there, I don't really have a whole lot of respect, because I'll say, I didn't see Curtis Blow doing that. I didn't see all these other cats doing that. They didn't have to sell their sisters and their queens in order to, you know, have them twerking in their naked ass in everybody's face just to get somebody to listen to their track. No, that's not what hip hop was started for. That's not, you know, that's more oppression. And
well,
I've been that kind of woman to show that you don't have to do that. You don't have to, you know, deride or do any of that or sell my sex or anything like that just to make it in the world. So,
but that's a whole other topic.
But
look who's making hip hop. It's OGs that's making hip hop and supporting it. So the young people is not at fault. It's the OGs that sold out hip hop. Look who's making hip hop. They can't rap. Look who's making who's running hip hop. You gotta look at what it is. What changed. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You ain't got Curtis Blow running hip hop. You ain't got Grandmaster Flash running hip hop. Look who you got running hip hop.
White CEO label owners that are producing nothing but whatever follows their agenda. That's who you got making hip hop nowadays.
Well, we got to,
you know.
Well, we don't have to sell our soul either.
Exactly.
We ain't gotta sell our soul. It's
Thank
our fault
you.
Too. Because it's because it's the OGs that goes to these record labels with this garbage, and the garbage, and that's what's selling. So the establishment couldn't put this music out if it wasn't OGs and black folks going in there and putting this garbage out and bringing this garbage to them. We didn't have to fall for that.
Nope.
But anyway, I'm gonna let
you go.
Before you go, let us know where we can find you and everything.
Oh, most definitely. Well, I'm Ann Jules. You can Google me. And then my band with my man, Ja Earthling J, we are Ageless Angels Music. That's where we incorporated Rob DeNoy's Temple into our band. You can find us on agelessangelsmusic.com and then all the platforms, Spotify, YouTube. Check out the Reality Sweet Loving Lines is a track I wrote. And then we got a track called My Part for Humanity, but we're definitely positive, family-friendly, FCC approved, so you can play it for your kids. But, yeah, you guys have a great night. Thank you so much, my family, Kings, all the queens, all the listeners. Many blessings. Stay safe and help each other. Help each other, lift each other up. That's what I'm here for. That's my call and my duty. So you guys take care and have a great night. Peace. Salute my family.
You too. And I already hit you up on Facebook already and on Instagram. I don't know if you got it yet, but I hit you up, friended you on Facebook already. So I already hit you up.
Thank you, my brother. I'll check that out. You guys take care. Be safe.
All right. You too.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
Can we get another caller?
Yep, hello, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey, Royal Crush, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, you.
So what's going on with you? Tell us what's going on.
We got our show coming up tomorrow. The Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show airs same network at 4 p.m. We don't have our guest. She has to quarantine herself. But we'll get her on sometime next month. But, we're back with another show, so we'll just be here entertaining, the people, seeing who got what going on out there.
Yeah, so we got my special guest, Rico Charmo, on the line. So you got anything for him and questions for him, anything like that?
Well, I didn't get to hear a lot of his interview, okay.
We lost him?
Yeah, he dropped out.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So go ahead. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. No, no problem. I was going to say I didn't get to hear. Was he the guy that was talking? I just think that guy called in. But I heard Ann Jules and I heard the guy before her who was talking. So definitely shout out to Ann Jules.
Yeah, he's an R&B singer from Concord Records. He does R&B.
Okay.
And we played it. Yeah, but otherwise than that,
I'm sorry I missed him. I'm definitely sorry I missed him.
Oh, okay. So thank you for calling and supporting the show as always. So I'll check you out tomorrow on your show. I'll definitely call in and support the show as always. Y'all been supporting me ever since the beginning. Without y'all, wouldn't be no OMF. So thank you for calling. And
you're definitely welcome.
Because when we win, when you win, we all win. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We definitely have to support each other. And I just wanted to say, if anyone would like to know how they can get their music heard on the show or try to schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG.
Well, thank you, Royal Crush. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And thank you for supporting the show as always. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You're so welcome, homie. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Can we get another caller?
Hello?
782.
Hey, what's up? It says Steps of Reptilian. How y'all doing?
How you doing, my brother? Where you calling from?
Hey, man, calling Fort Worth, Texas.
So tell us what's going on in West Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah.
Everything's open out here. COVID-19, everything's open out here in Texas.
Oh, so everything opened everything up over there? Y'all staying safe out there?
Yep, it's all open out here. Yep, staying safe. And the COVID cases went down out here, too. So it's been for a few days now, no COVID cases.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool, man.
Yep.
So tell us about what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about yourself and
I am a hip hop rap artist for 29 years. It was 28, 29 now. Been in this game since basically child. 4 years old, recited my first lyrics. 8 years old, started my first song. 12 years old, got serious with it. And I've been pretty much doing music all my life. I got Spotify. SW the Reptilian is my name. I'm everywhere, every social media. SoundCloud, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon Music, Google Music. I'm everywhere, y'all. Everywhere. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And actually right now I'm about to be in a movie called Funky Town Part 2, Now or Never, out here, and I'm going to be a dirty detective.
Oh, okay. So you're doing big things, my brother. So congratulations, man.
Oh, and definitely, and I got a surprise from my homie Black Tear, too, because, and the fans, too, but, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else that comes in front of it. I talked to my old producer that I was in a label with, and I finally get to have my rights to something that's going to be really big that people are going to hear. And I'm really happy about it. I finally was able to get my way. This COVID-19 made it to where I'm able to get my way right quick with him. Before, I couldn't do it. He tried to do all this Sue shit and all this crazy shit with me, bro. So I couldn't get through that. But COVID-19 made it to, you know, I got blessed, bro. Rice and everything to the bees. All this thing he gonna give me.
Amen. That's what's up, man. And that's what I'm saying. We educating each other, man. And you're learning the business side of the industry because it's a coal industry, and they will take you for everything you got. So I'm glad you're doing independent work and you're keeping up. But like you said, this virus is like a blessing because people can sit back and take a inventory of what they're doing and looking, and they get to spending time on doing their music and taking care of their business. Because, you know, before you jump
and
out
research
there and do everything, take care of your business first, like you said, because then the money comes after the business is taken care of. So that's what's up.
You know it.
So knowledge is power. So I thank you for educating these brothers out here and how to make it and how to be successful in the game. And that's what we do.
Amen.
It doesn't cost you nothing.
I try my hardest, my brother.
Knowledge. That's what's up, man. I love y'all for that, man. So hit me up and friend me on Facebook on the OMF Posse and send me your stuff on Facebook. Send me your music and keep me informed. And we're going to I'm going to call and we can set up a date and a time for you to call in and do an interview and talk about it more and give us some more. because I know you're going to be expanding on your stuff by that, by then. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be doing big things.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Then, so like I said,
I appreciate
when
that, man.
So you call in and, like, thank you for supporting the show, man. And like I said, hit me up on Facebook under OMF Posse and send your music to eddieleepowell@gmail.com, and we'll play your music on our show.
Oh, that's my dog, man. Eddie, I've been messing with him for 7 years now.
Yeah.
So we've been on Facebook with each other. We've been supporting each other for years now. He knows I got what I got. He knows I rock this shit. My brother.
Yeah. we go back. Me and Eddie go back a while, too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So he's big time.
I've heard you before. I've been on your show before.
Okay.
I know your voice. Yep, I know your voice.
Okay. Well,
I rap,
man.
And stuff. I know you heard me rap before. You like that shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I listen. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
You had me spit bars on your show before.
Yeah, I want you, when you come back, like I said, we're going to spit some bars when we come back, because like I said, we're going to bring real hip-hop. We're going to do a little bit of everything on this show, man, because that's what hip-hop is, a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? The pain, the struggle, and the glory. That's what's up. And like I said, thank you, man, for supporting the show. And like I said, hit me up on Facebook and send me your stuff on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And we set up a time where we could interview and so we could speak to you some more. And you gotta,
hey, man, that sounds good, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And love you, man. So thank you for supporting the show, man.
Hey, man, for sure, man. Anytime my boy Black Tears says holla at him, I work to get my best to be on there because I'll be a busy guy, man. This music is very important to me, very important. I'm always networking.
Thing,
I'm always making something. I'm always researching.
Yeah, hip-hop is 24 hours a day, you know what I'm saying? It's not 3 days, 3 hours a day. It's 24 hours a day. You got to think of hip-hop to be hip-hop. That's what's up.
Yep. Hip-hop is a lifestyle, and rap is an emotion.
So I'm a hater. How am I old and ancient? Hip-hop rules still exist. You know what I'm saying? The rules still exist.
Yes.
Tell me I'm lying. The rules still exist.
Nah, rules still exist. A snitch .9 done lost his mind.
So I'm a hater. So I'm old and ancient. I'm hip hop. That's what time it is.
I love lyrics. If you ain't got lyrics, I don't fuck with your music.
I'm
messing with any of the bullshit. None of that bullshit.
Say it again. Right.
Hey, if you ain't got no words, if you ain't got shit to tell about music, I don't fuck with your music. That's what I said. Definitely. To all the artists out there, if you ain't bringing something, go to sleep, because we don't need you, because we're going to wake your ass up. We're going to wake this world up. We're going to wake this world up with a movement. You feel me? Police doing what they doing, people doing what they doing. No, we waking up. Everyone waking up. Hip-hop coming back, and it's coming back hard.
Say it again. All right, my brother, I love you, man. We got to go because the show is about to end. But like I said, hit me up, and thank you for calling.
Hey, no problem, man. I got love for you, too, my brother. You take care.
All right, peace. Yo, this is RMF, and I thank everybody for supporting the show. And I'll talk to you next week. We out.
And it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF Posse, and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast, and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you sucker MC sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You sucker sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old Memphis straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talk.